Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Yeah. Yes.
Whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You gotta tell it for yourself. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me.
Don't do it without me.
Don't do it without me. Come on, help me say.
Gives us opportunities and he gives us chances. Welcome. to Let's Do a Radio 5th Sunday Service, January 29th, 2023. I am Miss Inez, broadcasting to you to our worldwide Sunday Service listeners. If you are about to say, I thank God for another day, we want you all to give God praises to his holy name and thank the Lord for another day's journey, because you know, he didn't have to do it. But I'm so glad he did. And you know, he saw the best in me, and he gave me and you and everybody who's listening around the world who can hear my voice and under the sound of my voice another opportunity to wake up. Now that I have you all stirred up and ready, receive Pastor W.F. Pride Jr. from W.F. Pride Jr. Ministries, as I know him from Grace Temple Church of God in Christ of Yakima, Washington, a warm Fifth Sunday spiritual round of applause as he greets us today. Amen, amen, and amen again. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you. Pastor Pride, yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
We have a little saying that the Lord is good, and he's good all the time.
All the time.
And my mother Florence adds a little note to that, and he wants us to be good as well. Hallelujah,
yes.
Somebody.
Yes,
we,
yes.
We preach in the name of Jesus, and we pray that something will be said during the program, during
yes.
the service, during the music, during the prayers that would encourage you. And that's what we need mostly now. We need some kind of encouragement, and not encouragement from things or stuff. We need encouragement from the Lord. So we're thankful this evening to be with you, thankful to be able to share. And I know that just from my little community and neighborhood along, I've told and spoke to many to turn on and to call in tonight. So if
Amen.
You're one of those, ones that have called in, I want to say thank you for you being obedient to what you were asked to do in Jesus' name.
His precious name. Thank you. Yes. As we go through our, as we say, church program, we will have scripture and invocational prayer by Pastor Pride, and then I'll play Marvin Sapp, The Best in Me, and then we will have an intro to Pastor W.F. Pride. Go ahead, Pastor Pride.
I want to open up, first of all, this evening with, and I would think about all of the verses in the Bible that you would read or want to read. And I would say the one that stands out in my mind the most now would be the 91st chapter of Psalms.
Okay.
As opening scripture tonight. Psalms 91 and 1. And it reads, who dwells in the shelter of the Most High shall rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God and him whom I trust. Surely shall save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and on his wings you shall find refuge. I can remember growing up in the South, in Tennessee, where I'm from, Memphis, and I can remember my grandmother having raising chickens. And those chickens that she raised, they were different kinds of chickens. There were banny hens. There were several different types of hens, and then there were all kinds of different roosters. And I can remember when the storms would rage up back in my day, back in the 40s and 50s, I can see that little mother hen. She wasn't very big, but what she would do is, and as I would be looking out the window, storm would be coming in, wind blowing, hail, raining, all at the same time. And those little chicks would be all around the yard, pecking around. And when that storm, as it would be coming in, she would give a certain sound. And she wasn't very big, but sometimes she'd have 10 or 12 chicks. But when she would give that sound, they would run to her. And when they would run to her, she would spread out her little wings. And I would wonder, what is she going to do? They can't get protect her because she's small herself. But every one of those chicks would run to her, and she would, hallelujah, she would spread rain and hail it, she would cover every one of them under her wings.
Yes, yes, yes.
Verse 4 says, he will cover you with his feathers, and on his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not fear the terror of night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the dark, plague that destroys at noon at midday. 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord, who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you may not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord. I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life, will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. May God bless the hearer, reader, and doer of his holy and righteous word. Amen.
Yes. 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 And now invocational prayer.
Thank you, Lord God. At this time, wherever you're listening tonight, just take a moment. Maybe you've, like me, you've been busy all day, Sunday school, church service, had a 3 o'clock meeting also, and all of that. But just take a moment. Wherever you may be, sitting, standing, if you maybe moving about some area of your home, but just take a minute and just be still. I remember back in the day when some of the preachers on radio and mainly on TV, but mainly radio, and they would say, wherever you are, if you're in that motel room, sit right there and just reach your hand toward the screen. If you're on your job, take a moment and cut the machine off and just reach your hand for the voice that you hear at this very hour. And many came to Christ because they were obedient to what the Spirit was saying unto the church. Father, thank you now for this time, all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. Open up the hearts. Someone needs you right now. They need Jesus. They need salvation. Father, we pray now in Jesus' name. Let your word go forth.
Yes, yes.
You have intended to accomplish. And Father, we thank you for this opportunity and this ministry of radio to reach out. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Marvin Sapp,
the best in me.
Yeah, gave me opportunities. It's not the best in me.
When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me.
Yes, yes. Come on.
I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one that got this testimony. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
Yes.
Yes. When everyone else around me, can only see
the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
when everyone else around me,
can only
see the worst in me.
nothing. Listen to this. See, he's mine.
Yes,
and
yes.
I am his.
Come on.
It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, oh, oh. See, he is mine, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me.
It doesn't matter what I did.
No,
He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time. We're going to go back to it. He is mine. Oh, oh, oh.
He's mine. And
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I see.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
Yes. This is the God of opportunity, of the destiny. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. He saw the best in me. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
See, he is mine.
Yes, he is.
I am his. It doesn't matter what I did.
It doesn't matter.
For he only sees me for who I am. Oh.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. He saw the best in me. Thank you. Oh, Pastor W.F. Pride Jr. of W.F. Pride Ministries, and many may know him from Grace Temple Church of God in Christ, and he has been pastoring, serving the Lord, and has been a beacon in his community of Yakima, Washington, for years upon years upon years, and he's still standing on the promises of God. And many people speak highly of him, but for the most part, Pastor Pride is a man of God, and his words and his works, as I always will say, speak for themselves, because I could just go on and on and on. But what he says, and how he knows the Lord, and what he says about God, and what he says about the Holy Spirit, and what he says about what's in the Bible, only can come from him. So please let the man of God rain down from heaven after this next lecture from Chester D.T. Baldwin, Music Ministry, The Chance of Another, the God of Another Chance. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. You know how this goes. Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
You know how this goes. Come on now. Thank you, Jesus. Lord. Yes.
It would not be right.
No, it wouldn't.
For us to leave this place and not give someone an opportunity to receive Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
It's a simple act of faith to confess that you are lost and you need a Savior. Come trusting, come believing, but come. Don't put it off. Do it right now as the choir sings.
But God saw
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
I want to say, first of all, we greet you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Our scripture, before we pray, I just want to give you just a little few nuggets that God gave me. As you heard me mention on the earlier, just a few moments ago, that I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. I have a large family that lives in that Memphis, Germantown, the Arkansas area, and Mississippi, large family of tribes that still live in those parts of the South. And being born in Memphis and raised there for at least till I was about 14 years of age, and then going back because that's my home. And some of the things that I've heard even this past week about the young man that was, I would say at this time, beaten to death by the police. When I grew up in the South, especially in our town of Tennessee, state of Tennessee, town of Memphis, that was
Pastor, I don't know if you want to get on, but you keep going in and out, so I don't know if it's the connection that you have, but it's like, and it may be where you are as well.
No, I don't see how. Let me, so I don't know what to try. Let's see. It's just going in and out. Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me try another phone.
Okay.
Because mine is...
Let me see something else.
Okay. Two four one, 845, 241, 9985. I'm just going to just try another phone just in case.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Because I don't want to miss a word you have to say today.
Amen. And God has truly given me one, too.
Amen.
She's okay, they're calling in on another.
Okay,
another
I got you. 2642. Okay, so now
okay.
Probably hang up from the other line, the 360 number.
Okay, I'm going to hang up now.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, here you go.
Okay, what about now?
It sounds okay. Just keep talking.
Is that better?
So far, I don't know until you speak for a little while because it was like you say a few words and it would come in and it would go out again. So let's try it. Go ahead.
Okay.
You're talking about Tennessee.
Okay. And as I mentioned, that I'm from Memphis and...
Still do the same thing.
It's doing the same thing? Is it doing the same thing? It's going in and out? So is it going in and out? Must be... Yes, hello.
Hi, I can hear you just fine.
You can hear me fine.
The connection. Yes, sir.
Yes. Well, that's a good thing. As long as you can hear me fine.
I can, but I'm not sure that Sister Inez can.
Is this the landline?
Yeah.
Want to try that?
Yeah, let's try that. We're going to keep trying until we get it. We're all good.
Okay.
Can you hear me now, sister?
Yes, sir, I can.
You can? Okay. All right, then.
Yeah.
I can proceed on. I'm going to try another phone. This is the third phone now.
And you're good. You're good.
I'm going to hang this one up.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, you hear me now?
549. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Am I good now? Okay,
yes,
good.
Sir.
And so we had, I had mentioned that I'm from Tennessee and from Memphis, and what we heard or what we saw this past week as I happened, well, just viewed what had taken place with the police beating this young man to death. Where I live there in Memphis, and my brother just lives 6 blocks from where this took place, where the police stopped this young man last week. And that was an everyday occurrence for us. The police would come in our neighborhood there in Memphis, and I was born and lived in South Memphis, and it would be nothing for them to come in the neighborhood, and they would take one or two that they saw on the street gathered around, and they would take them and beat them up. And then it was nothing you or no one else could do about it because they were the police. And that was when I was a boy, and that was over 70 years ago. They were doing it then. And it's what the Lord spoke and said these words, that the reason that this is happening is because it is a generational curse that has been passed down from slavery. If you note, and those of us that know a little bit about black history or slavery, what we've heard, that back then, Uncle Charlie didn't beat you. But what he did was he got James Boy or one of the others, they beat you. And that's just the way it was. And so my point of it is that it's a generational thing, but I'm not preaching on that tonight, though, but it's a generational thing that has been passed down way back then from one generation to another. And that's why we have so much trouble among ourselves as people of color doing things and understanding each other and one thing, hurting each other, because it has been it is a generational curse passed down hundreds of years before now. So this isn't just didn't just start here in Memphis last week. This is this has been going on since the first slave ship came to the States, or came to America, if you will. Now I'm done with that. So now I understand that what needs to happen, what has happened, and what we need to do about it now. And again, that's another sermon. But I want to preach tonight, this evening, from the Word of God. And if you have your Bibles, if you would turn with me to the 18th chapter of Luke, Luke chapter 18, and beginning at verse 35. 18 and 35. And just a few verses from that 18th chapter of Luke. Verse 35 reads, "As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside, begging. When he heard the crowd going by, he asked what was happening. And they told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." My translation might be a little bit different tonight because I wanted to make sure that there was no discredit to the Word of God, and so therefore I'm reading from the NIV. And so it goes on, verse 38, "He cried out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Verse 39, "And those who led the way rebuked him and told him to be quiet. But he shouted all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stopped and ordered the man be brought to him. And when he came near, Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you? He said, Lord, want to see, he replied. And Jesus said to him, receive your sight." And let me put a pin here. That's why when you're seeking and asking God, be specific of what you're asking the Lord for. It really gets me when one say, I'm going to pray for America. Yeah, well, I'm praying for America. I'm going to pray for Florida. I'm going to pray for California with all of the mudslides and rain and parts of California that they had here just a week or so ago, and maybe even now. I don't know. But we need to be specific. And this man said, he didn't say, I want to go home to be with my family. He didn't say, I want to see some of the people that passed by that I knew years ago. But he simply said, Lord, I want to see. And he replied, and Jesus said it to him, receive your sight. Your faith filled you.
Has made you whole.
And immediately he received, not after he went to get his eyes tested on Monday, and now Monday's a holiday, I would have been, says the word of God says immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus, praising God. When all the people saw it, they also praised God. Father, thank you again for what done, doing, and going to do. Thank you for this evening that you've given us to share your word. And we give you the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. I want to preach for a few moments this evening or tonight from the thought of the subject, the God of opportunity. Let me just for a moment, this message that you are going to hear tonight, it's not just for the world, which it is, but it was for me. I preached this message when we had our shut-in on New Year's Eve night at 10 o'clock. We had service, and we prayed, and I preached until midnight going into the new year of 2023. And this was my sermon. The God of opportunity. And from that, I have been trying to shake it off these last 29 days. I've been trying to say, well, okay, God, I got that. Okay, Lord, I got it. I know that you are because you're doing it for me. You're God of opportunity. I know it. You're doing it for others. But God has spoke to me and said that others need to know that as well. Sure, you got it.
Right.
But others need to get it as well, that our God, the God that we serve, is that kind of God.
Yeah.
A God of opportunity. Not according to the government, but according to the word of God. On last week, I had the opportunity to preach at one of our local schools. And while preaching there, they asked me to do that in honor of Dr. King. I was asked to at one of the local schools, and 900 young people, not including staff, filled that little auditorium.
Amen.
And they got a word, not a word about how great Dr. King was, but they got a word in terms of the example that Dr. King would want all of us to be in the society today.
Amen.
By definition, opportunity is a favored or ideal time to change our condition positively. Opportunity is the right movement, a moment for us to make the right decision about the right choices in life with positive results. So often we do not take advantage of opportunities or the ideal time to create change when it is presented to us. For many of us, our lives are a junk pile of missed opportunities. Hallelujah, somebody. We stand looking back in sorrow and saying, if I could only do that over again. It seems that the opportunity is recognized in hindsight, but not often in foresight. Look in this gospel that we read and open up with tonight. It presents God and Jesus as a God of opportunity. I wish you could picture this. Here's a man, a condition that the doctors couldn't do nothing for him. Hallelujah, somebody. And how many do you know right now in your home? Maybe it's even you. You got a condition that the doctors have given up on you. You got something going on in your life where you don't even see a way out or way in. God favors man daily, as undeserving as man is, with the chance of opportunity for change. And I'm saying that God is a second chance God. We are not only saying that God is a God of unlimited opportunity. God provides times for men to be saved. God provides men with opportunities to lift themselves from ignorance to intelligence, from rags to riches, from hopelessness to happiness, and from sin to salvation. Come on, say amen.
Okay. Amen.
The text here tells us, and it demonstrates God and Jesus as a God of opportunity. As Jesus entered the town of Jericho, a blind man, hallelujah, somebody. I can remember back in the day when people were blind, they had a cane, red and white cane. I can remember back in the day when a person was blind, before we had all these different programs, they had little cans that they had pencils and flags, and if you gave them a donation, you got a pencil, or you got a little flag, or you got a little button. These were folks that were blind, hallelujah, much like our scripture has read to us today. He was born that way.
Yes, he was.
As Jesus entered the town of Jericho, this man sat at the gate begging. We don't have many beggars. Even homeless people I know, they're not even beggars nowadays because somebody's doing something for them. Hallelujah. They can go get three meals or whatever a day, and they got some place at least that they want it. From Mark's gospel, we learn this blind man's name, to Bartimaeus, and that he was the son of Thomas. Hearing the commotion around him, this man asked of those in the crowd what was happening. They told him Jesus of Nazareth was passing. Learning that Jesus was near, the man began to cry out, Luke 18 and 38, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Hallelujah. And the NIV translated the scripture, it says, those who led the way rebuked him and told him to be quiet. I don't know about you, but if the Lord has ever done something for you, I don't know how you can sit on your hands. I don't know how you can keep that to yourself. If the Lord has done something for you, even tonight, even you that are under the sound of my voice, even the ones who are on this radio airways where the Spirit of God is moving across America, moving across Europe, moving across Russia and Africa, and throughout the world, the Spirit of God is moving right now upon this planet.
Amen.
However, the more they rebuked him, the louder he appealed to Jesus for mercy. Upon hearing the plea, a plea resounding with pity, Jesus stopped, called this man to himself, and as we read earlier in the verses, healed him. It was the right minute. It was the right decision. It was the right choice, and this man took advantage of the opportunity. How many here tonight, how many are on this planet tonight, they don't even know what mercy is? They don't even know how to ask for mercy. I know people, you do something for them, they won't even say thank you. Hallelujah, somebody.
Yeah.
I'm from the South.
That's right.
Do something for me. I said that to a couple of teenagers here a couple of weeks ago. And one of them looked at me and said, well, you didn't have to say thank you. Well, it's all right. I said, but I was raised that way.
Amen.
I was raised
right,
that
right,
if somebody
right.
done something for you, however small
yes.
it was. In your heart, you felt thankful because you knew they didn't have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But then,
mm-hmm.
God, you were thankful. And that's what
mm-hmm.
we need for society today. We need some people, some thankful people, like this man was. We learned three lessons from this story tonight. Opportunity is a limited presence. Opportunity is taking advantage of or from a longing hunger. Opportunity provides us light and life. Hallelujah, somebody. I know many right now.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be out on the streets tomorrow with a sign saying, I need food, or I'm hungry, or I need some help. I saw a sign here ago of a man with a sign on the corner, and it said, I need a beer. In other words, and people were stopping, and they were giving him. I could see as I was driving down the road, and as I looked through my mirror, I could see them stopping and handing him a dollar. Somebody said, well, he was just honest.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, he was.
Mm-hmm.
But the point of it is that he had found a way to reach the consciousness and the minds of those
mm-hmm.
ones that were driving by. He had found
yeah.
a way to say, I don't need money for drugs. I don't need money for,
mm-hmm.
to get a place to stay. I don't need money for food, but I need money to buy a beer or beers.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoyed sight and the ability to see from the day of our birth. We have no idea what it is to like to exist in a world of total darkness. We cannot identify with what it is to be unable to distinguish between night and day. The ability to discriminate between designs and forms, to admire colors and shades of color, and to enjoy the beauty of an evening sunset melted into the darkness of night. It's natural to those of us who are blessed with the sight or the gift of sight. However, we take for granted this most important gift. But this man knew not the beauty of a rose. He knew not the beauty and understood the mystical experience of day turning into night. Nor could he appreciate the backdrop of a world draped in its many coats of colors. This man was blind. There was nothing in the medical world of his day that offered him the slightest hope of ever seeing. The only remote chance of this man ever being, or his eyes being open, rested in a carpenter, a turned preacher, a man named Jesus. And let me put a pen there if you know. The same Jesus that was there then is the same Jesus that's here today. The evidence suggests that he heard of this man Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
However, the chance of him ever crossing paths with this miracle worker was as remote and slim as his chance that the medical world of that day would develop a cure for his blindness.
Amen.
The odds weren't good. The opportunity for him to meet Jesus was highly unlikely. True opportunities are limited in their presence. Even in this modern and scientific age, the chances for blind men to see are limited and rare.
Hmm.
But this man did not live in an abundant, opportune time to receive his sight. His favorite time, this ideal time and this opportunity, in other words, to be healed, did not occur for him every day.
Right.
But such an opportunity rarely, if ever, existed. This man had lived all his life, and this was the first opportunity afforded him to receive his sight. The opportunity for him to see until this time was non-existent. Therefore, hearing it was Jesus passing by, he cried out, Son of David, have mercy on me. The limited presence of opportunity led him to disregard those who would hinder and halt his only chance to receive his sight. That's why I say today that if God has put something in your spirit to do, you do what the Lord say do. If God is telling you to go here or there to witness, or God is telling you to move here or there because you can better serve him here or there, then do what God says.
Yes,
notice
yes.
You will, those who will be leading, discouraged his call and cry to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I call them haters, if you will. And they're everywhere, in the church, under the church, in the wall, everywhere. That's what the problem is. There are those who are satisfied to see us remain where we are. Hallelujah. But however, this man, he knew this opportunity would never come again. And the more they discouraged him, the more he called to Jesus.
Yes.
This man would not waste a spunder his only opportunity to see. Mm-hmm. Seeing his opportunity would change his tomorrow, turn his night into day,
mm-hmm.
form his prison of darkness into eternal light. Mm-hmm. We are admonished in the scriptures, Isaiah 55 and 6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found, call ye upon him while he is near.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
the limited presence of opportunity of salvation. The scripture says in 2 Corinthians 6:2, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever God affords us a window of opportunity. Not on the field of battle as he did for David, the lion's den as he did for Daniel, the fiery furnace mm-hmm. as he did for the Hebrew boys. We should claim its benefits and rewards. Opportunity is truly limited in his presence. Opportunity does not hang around all the time. I said to my mm-hmm. friend just last week, I was in Costco here a couple of weeks ago and was going through the aisle, and those of you that are familiar with Costco, if it's there, you better get it, because when you come back, it may be gone. Hallelujah.
That's right. That's right.
I went through the aisle, and I saw this that I wanted. I said, oh, I'll mm-hmm. just wait. I'll come back tomorrow. I'll go home and I'll let my wife know, and then I'll come back and get it. I went back the next day. It was gone. I asked the
mm-hmm.
clerk back in the other part of the store. He said, no, we sold them all out. I said, do you plan on getting any more? He said, nope. That was the last of them. But see, I missed an opportunity. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Not good reason, but just because I said I'll come back tomorrow. Comes a moment when the door of opportunity in our life swings shut, and nothing outside of the powers of God can open it. There must be a longing in those who take advantage of opportunities. If you aren't hungry for change, if you aren't hungry to be, if you will never seize the opportunity to change, no matter how frequent it comes, there has to be a want in us if we are to make use of the favored times and opportunities of right changes for our lives. We must want to live for Jesus. Yes. We must want to be better. We must want to get educated. We must want to lift ourselves from where we are. We must want a better job, want a better husband, want a better wife. And then when the opportunity presents itself, we will diligently lay claim to this offer change. The man of the text was tired of being blind, tired of walking in darkness, and he longed for sight. Therefore, when the opportunity came, when Jesus was near, he claimed his opportunity. He claimed this time, this opportunity time, that he might be able to see. Some of us will never leave our sins because we have not yet grown tired of being in sin and have not yet developed a want to become free. John 3:19, men love darkness rather than light. Deeds were evil. They're in love with sin. If we are to take advantage of the opportunity, we must grow tired of being in the condition we find ourselves and yearn for something better. The world needs to hear this tonight. We must get tired of being tired. Discouraged with being discouraged. Depressed with being depressed. Disgusted with being disgusted. And sick of being sick and over being sad. Fed up with being fed up. And sorry about being sinful. When we do, then we will do what we must do to move beyond where we are. The scriptures declare in 2 Corinthians 7 and 10, godly sorrow worketh repentance. The longing of this man for sight found expressions in his cry to Jesus. And his cry brought Jesus to a standstill. The NIV translation of the scripture says, at the man's cry, Jesus stopped. Luke 18 and 40, I love it when Jesus stops. Hallelujah, somebody. We used to sing a song back in the day, not just come by here, Lord, but stop by here, Jesus. Hallelujah. It indicates his concern for the individual man or woman. It assigns divine value to human personality. It declares that man is not in this mess alone, but there's a God, an almighty God, who wishes to lift us up from where we are. He is. He has said in John 12 and 32, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. The psalmist declares, Psalms 34 and 15, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are upon their cry. I know how God said it to Solomon. Hallelujah. When he said, if my people, which are called by my name, should humble themselves and pray and seek my face, he says, then turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. In Chronicles 7:14, that's a prescription. That's a prescription for us. That's a prescription for the world right now. If my people, hallelujah, this promise is from the Sermon on the Mount. It says Matthew 4, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Only he who has a longing hunger to change will take advantage of a present opportunity. And daily, God is available to the man the opportunity for change. Lastly, the opportunity that God offers us through Jesus brings us into a light and grants us life. Hallelujah. Jesus, in his dying upon the cross, provides acceptance for all that are unworthy, cleansing for all that are polluted, deliverance for all that are distressed, blessings for all that are burdened, pardon for all that are guilty, peace for all that are perplexed, an inheritance for all that are beggars. If you accept Jesus, hallelujah, as your personal Savior, you will move instantly out of darkness and to his marvelous light. I'm glad this evening, oh, praise the name of Jesus, that one day I said to the Lord, as a young child, 7 years old, Lord, I don't understand, and I want to testify just for a little while. A friend of mine said to me just a few months ago, he says, Reb, have you ever been homeless? I said, no, brother. I've never been homeless. And we just talked about that, he and I, for a few moments. And then I went on my way. But let me tell you tonight, church, and whoever's listening right now, you got a testimony that you've been through hell. You've been to prison. You've been locked up. shackled up, doped up, alcoholed up, and God delivered you from that. And that's okay, because God did it in your life. But if you don't have a testimony like that, where the Lord has spared you, because he loved you and he loved us, and he didn't let you go through all of those situations that others have gone through as a testimony. I want to tell you tonight, it's all right if you don't have all of that. This man that we read in our Bible tonight, he had a testimony that he was blind. And you know the story. Oh, hallelujah. But I'm glad tonight... I didn't have to go through to be a drug addict to understand that Jesus loves me. I didn't have to go through all of these other things that ones are going through right here on this planet to know that Jesus will raise you up. I just said, Lord, I thank you. Somebody ought to thank him tonight. If he's been good, you need to give him some praise. You need to give him a shout. Tell him you thank him. I'm glad tonight that God didn't have to reach down into the fiery furnace and pull me out. But he allowed me to look over there and say, if you go over there, that's what you're going to get. Big Mama used to say, when I would be with my friends, she said, son, they're not going to do you any good. She would say, that bunch is trouble. I said, but Big Mama, it's only one or two. She said, but it's still a bunch. I'm glad tonight I understood that and went another way. I'm preaching to somebody tonight. You're trying to make a decision in your walk tonight. You're trying to make a decision as we approach February 1st in just a few days. January is over. Now we're in February. You're trying to make a decision tonight. I can feel you. I can feel that you don't know which way to go. But I want to tell you, much like this man tonight, he said, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. Have mercy on my eyes. Have mercy on my soul. Have mercy on mine. And Jesus, oh, yes, he did. He stopped and told me, man, not when I come back, hallelujah, for the church. Not when I come back, oh, hallelujah. But right now, we serve a right now, God. I don't know about you tonight. We serve a God. All power is in his hand. He'll walk with you. He'll talk with you. He'll tell you that you are his very own. I wish I had some help tonight. Oh, bless his name. Look at Jesus, the mighty Lamb of God. They hung him on that cross. Blood and water running together. He hung there. Oh, yes, he did. He hung there. That servant or that thief on the right said, I know I messed up. I know I done wrong. But Father, oh, Jesus, when you get to your kingdom, I want you to remember me. Jesus, he stopped dying. Oh, yes, he did. And said to that thief on the right, not tomorrow, but right now. Right now. Oh, right now. It's an opportunity right now for America to wake up. Oh, yes, it is. It's an opportunity for the White House to wake up. It's an opportunity
opportunity for all of us on the planet to wake up. I'm glad tonight. Jesus, they placed him in that coal. Oh, yes, they did. Dark grave. They placed him in. He stayed there all night. Oh, yes, he did. He stayed all day Saturday. Oh, yes, he did. The word says that early. Early. Come on, church. Early. Sunday morning. My Jesus. I hope you don't mind. He got up from the grave. I don't know about you. You can go to Muhammad's grave. There's some evidence that he's still there. You can go to George Washington. He had wooden teeth. Probably the teeth are still in his grave. But I'm glad. I'm glad. I'm glad you go to the grave of Jesus. Yes. He is not there. He rose from the grave. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, power. Not red power. Not white power. Not green power. Not yellow power. But all power was in his hand. I'm glad tonight we serve a God of opportunity. And he's a right now God. Oh, yes, he is. He's a right now God. He got on that cloud, rose from the grave, all power in his hand. Got on that cloud, hallelujah, and went back to glory. But say, I'm not going to leave you all by yourself. Let me hurry now. Somebody maybe tonight, you thinking that you're all alone. You thinking that nobody loves you. You think that nobody cares. You think that you own this planet all by yourself. But Jesus said, I'm going away, but I'm going to send something. I'm going to send the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, he did. It's real. Oh, it's real. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He is a God tonight, a God of opportunity. Oh, yes, he is. Reach out and just say, Lord, if you're listening to me right now, just say, Lord, have mercy. Wherever you are on the airways, Lord, say that tonight. Have mercy. And I'm a witness tonight. He'll have mercy. Oh, yes, he will. Have mercy. Hallelujah. He's that kind of God. Oh, yes, he is. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
That's you tonight. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're dealing with, whatever your decisions that you're trying to make, faith cometh by hearing, hearing cometh by the word of God.
By the word of God.
If faith has been touched tonight, hallelujah, by the word, then
count
it all joy. And give God some praise and let him know, hallelujah, that you have been strengthened by the word and by the faith of God's word. Let me hurry. Time is probably gone, but I need to close with
you're
this.
You're fine.
A few years ago, I had a dream, and that dream that I had, I was over the other side, which in our area of Washington, it's called the Columbia River. And that Columbia River extends all the way from Idaho. It connects Idaho, Oregon, and Washington, and it goes all the way down to the ocean. And I was down around Portland, on the Portland side, and as I was standing there, the Spirit of God spoke to me and said, I want you to step out into this river. Said, Lord, okay, I stepped out into this large body of water. And as I stepped out, I began to float like a fishing bobber. I wasn't going from side to side like I was going to drown, but I just floated right on across. When I got out to the other side, there was a strip of land that extended out into the water. I stood there, and as I stood there getting to the land, just bobbing across and got to the land part on the other side of this huge river, there were a bunch of people there, and they were gathered around, and they were saying to me, "We're so glad that you're here. We're so glad that you came. We're so glad to see you." And they were just happy, and the joy and the peace was on their face. And as I stepped out of the water and stepped with them and began to walk a few feet, the Spirit of God said, "What were you standing on? You looked at your feet, and your feet were still dry. You looked up in the atmosphere. There were clouds that had went on by, but not a drop of rain was on you." I turned around from these folks, and I walked over to the edge of the water. I reached down into the water, and I saw something moving up and down. I rolled up my sleeve, and I reached into the water, and I pulled up a book. And the book said the Holy Bible. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but somebody tonight needs to know that you can stand on the word. Somebody tonight needs to know that's your opportunity that God is giving to us right now, this last day of January 2023. He's giving us the word to say, stand on it, church. Stand on it, God. That's the opportunity. Hallelujah. That's the opportunity. Hallelujah. If that's you tonight, I want to pray. I want to believe God. I don't know where you are. They used to say back in the day on a lot of those radio programs before TV came out, they would say on the radio, wherever you are, go over and touch that radio. I would say tonight, that phone that you're listening to this radio program from, put your hand on it right now. Put your hand on it right now, wherever you are, under the sound of my voice. Put your hand on it right now as a way of contact. Hallelujah. Natural and in the spirit. And as we pray tonight, we're not closing because God never closes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But as we close, we're going to pray and believe God that the opportunities that you are seeking and searching for, His mercy, Jesus' mercy, is right there with you right now. And will do the work that you're asking or even begging Him to do for you. He'll do it, Sister Arnett. I know he will do it. That house is already yours. Just go find it.
Thank you. Don't get a realtor. Go find it.
I mean, don't go online. Just go find it. Okay. Don't even try to go through those folks. But get in your car, walk, and God will show you that house.
Thank
and it
you.
Won't be
thank
with
you.
All these strings attached that this system put into right now.
Thank you.
He calling me, telling me, Pastor, this is what I want next. Hallelujah. Because I'm believing God, 2023, to be a year that we can seek the Lord, can ask Him according to His word, and He will do just what He said. I've been saying Faith Temple all year long. We are looking to God. Because let me hurry now. We had a young man, one of the members a week or so ago, his brother called and said that they rushed him to the hospital that he had a stroke on his right side and that he was paralyzed. And I called another reverend and we went to the hospital the next day. We got there and the other brother said, he had a stroke and he won't be able to walk and he won't be able to do anything, and they're going to send him up to another city, up in Tri-Cities, to a nursing home for rehab for about 6 months. And we don't know what to do. But the Lord spoke to me. You spoke life. I said, brother, first of all, God's going to raise you up. And secondly, you ain't going nowhere but home.
Amen.
In
yeah.
2 days,
yeah.
he went home.
2 days.
Today, he walked into church like nothing was going on with him other than
Amen.
His same self.
Amen. Amen.
We need to hear that our God
yes.
is a miracle-working,
yes.
healing God.
Yes.
And I've been
yes.
saying
yes.
here in this valley, we need miracles, but the world
yes.
that will confound the doctors and the naysayers, it will confound them because of the God that we serve.
Amen.
Yes.
Young lady
yes.
last week
yes.
had a called and said that her grandbaby fell out of the bed, little two months old.
Mm-hmm.
And they were rushing the baby to Harbor View up in Seattle by air because she was non-responsive. I said, I called my prayer warrior.
Mm-hmm.
I said, let's pray. By the time they got to Seattle, rushed the baby in and was carrying, the baby started breathing.
Yeah.
Nothing was wrong.
Yeah.
And they brought the baby back home that night.
Amen. Amen. God is a good God. Yes.
Speaking
yes.
life. And that's what Jesus
yes.
did with this blind man. He didn't speak
yes.
now. He didn't
yes.
say, well, you know, you got 12 steps you got to go through now.
Yes.
He told him that you have mercy, your sins, and you are healed right now. It just
yeah,
really
right
gets
now,
my
yes.
gut when they tell me, you got 12 steps. And I say, is there a 13 step? How are you, somebody? And Jesus, that's only one step. Either he does it as according to his word, and his word will not lie.
Yeah.
Hallelujah,
yeah.
somebody.
Yeah.
I need
yeah.
to close it
yeah.
now. I done got fired up. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah,
keep
Lord
up,
God. My church
up.
Over here, they shouting
right.
already in the room. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And so I
Amen.
Want to encourage ones tonight. God
Amen.
Is a God of opportunity.
Woo!
Come on and give God
yes,
a hand of praise. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
glory
yes,
to God.
Yes,
thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Yes, yes,
thank
yes.
you, Jesus. God, just come on and get happy with it. Be with it. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Be with
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
Thank
yes,
you,
yes,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I don't care where you are.
Amen.
Get happy
no,
with it. Lord,
no,
I thank
not
you.
At all. Not at all. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Amen. 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 Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank
Hallelujah.
You, thank you, thank you. Woof. Yes,
Jesus.
As I play the song, still say thank you by Smokey Norfield. If anybody's out there who's under the sound of our voice would like to accept Jesus as personal Savior, you're more than welcome
yes.
to. We have Pastor Betty Bennett on the phone. If she wants
yes,
to do the invitation after I play the song, I want to welcome her. We have other people who are also joined us today, so I want to give them the opportunity after I play this song, and
yeah.
we're going to continue and have us some, not some church, but some touch. So thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Amen. Amen.
But in spite of everything I've been through, I still gotta say thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
I've been up and I've been down. Had my life turned
Benny Bennett out there. If you'd like to greet us, he's with the Harvest World Ministries International out of Little Rock, Arkansas. He's one of our guests. Each Sunday she's been joining us and helping out with service by prayer, by scripture,
yes,
whatever needs to be done. So I want to give her the opportunity to speak and to welcome the family to their new life and their new beginning with Christ, and just greet us overall and just let her speak. I'm just going to hush and let her speak. Go ahead, Pastor Bennett.
Amen. Give honor to God. Amen. To this mighty man of God who brought this message tonight with fire and with conviction and with encouragement all at the same time. God bless you, man
you.
Of God. Amen. I like the fire. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Pastor Fry. That's right. Pastor Fry. Yes.
Amen. You still need to know that God is in the miracle working
business. Yes.
In the midst of everything that's going on, we forgot that God is the God of opportunity. All we've got to do is be willing to take it. Amen.
Yes,
this year we're
going to
take it.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes.
Before. So I thank you, man of God, for that awesome, awesome word that you brought on tonight. Know when we're going, come on, church, say something. Come on with me. I was going, amen, hallelujah, glory.
Hallelujah. Glory.
God,
yeah.
In this room.
Glory.
Glory
to God.
Yeah.
To God. Thank God for you. Amen. At this time, we're going to go ahead and open the doors of the ministry. Amen. As we
yes.
send to you all that we have to offer. And all that we have to offer is Jesus Christ. We
yes.
offer.
Yes.
When we say all that we have to offer, he's enough. Mm. He is more
mm-hmm.
than enough. And he's standing at the door, and he's knocking on your heart. And he's saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and
yes.
I will give you rest. He's
yes.
saying, take my
yes.
yoke upon you and learn of me. God
mm-hmm.
wants you to learn how to lean and depend on him. At this time, we extend
yes.
an opportunity, and we offer to you our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The one that the Reverend talked about, amen, that died at Calvary
yes.
at the same time that blood and water was running from his body, amen.
Mm-hmm.
That died on the cross that you might have a right to the tree of life.
Yes, Lord God.
Amen. The opportunity is being presented before you right now.
Oh, Jesus.
To receive him as your Lord and Savior.
Yes, Lord God.
To know him in the pardon of your sins. If you do not
mm-hmm.
know Jesus in the pardon of your sins, I'm going to ask that you would pray this prayer with me at
yes,
this turn.
Yes.
Dear Lord Jesus,
yes.
come into my make me new.
Make me new.
Purge
mm-hmm.
me that I shall be clean. Wash me
yes,
that I shall be clean.
Yes.
No. Create me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. For
yes.
I confess that I have sinned, for all have sinned and fallen short of your glory. I
yes.
ask
mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
to forgive me.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever I have sinned, whether it be sin of omission or sin of commission.
Come on.
Now come into my heart and be my Lord and be my Savior.
Yes, Lord.
I accept you tonight as the Lord of my life, and I want to live for you and follow after you. In
yes.
Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Open up your heart.
Thank you.
Open
Jesus.
Up your heart.
Got you, God.
Because he wants to come in. Open
right now.
Up your heart. He's knocking at the door of your heart. Why don't you let him in?
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
He
thank
said,
you. Thank
I
you.
Knock. And if any man would open up, he said, I would come in.
Mm-hmm.
And I would
mm-hmm.
with him.
Yes.
He wants you to experience these opportunities that are standing before. He wants you to be sick and tired of being sick
yes.
and tired.
Yes, yes.
Thank
you.
Accept
him
tonight. Thank you, Lord. Accept him tonight. And let him do a new thing in you.
Yes,
he
Lord
said,
God.
If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things
yes,
are passed
yes.
away. Oh, all
passed
things
away. Yes.
Are becoming
Lord
new.
God.
Yes, yes.
Accept him tonight and become a new creature in Christ.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Won't you let him in? Won't you let him in? This
thank
is your moment.
You.
This is your time.
Yes,
this
Lord.
Your
right now.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Right now.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
And
thank you, Jesus.
Those who have said the prayer and accepted you, amen, as their Lord and Savior, we want to welcome them
mm-hmm.
to the family of Jesus
yes,
Christ.
Yes, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We accept them as our sister and our brother in Christ.
Yes,
and
thank
we
you and welcome.
As heirs, joint heirs to the throne, we thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all of the praise. In
yes,
Jesus'
yes,
name
thank
we pray.
You.
Welcome,
precious
welcome,
name.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yes, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we also have another caller on the line. with the last four, 6276. We want to welcome you to Let's Do a Radio Fifth Sunday service. If you want to greet us, you're more than welcome to. If not, you just want to say, just listening, that's fine too. But we want to give you that opportunity to say something, if you'd like to say something or greet Pastor Pride.
Yes, Lord
God. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
The last four numbers are 6276. Okay, Dad, just listening. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes,
do you
Lord.
Have anything else you'd like to say, Pastor Pride?
Yes, I would. I want to mention that I'm going to be in Detroit, Michigan just before Mother's Day, which Mother's Day, I believe it's the 10th.
The
14th through the...
You'll be there the 10th.
In Detroit, the 10th through the 16th in Detroit.
Okay.
And Memphis, Tennessee, July the 21st through the 23rd. So if anyone is in those areas and in May and also in July, I'll be areas during those times of the month. July 21st through 23rd in Memphis, Tennessee. And then May be the Mother's Day weekend in Detroit.
The 10th to the 16th. And were you going to be in Detroit and in Memphis at a specific place? Or?
I'll be in the city.
Just in the city? Okay.
I'll be in the city.
I'll be in the city.
Hallelujah.
So your presence will be known. Amen, amen, amen.
And amen again.
Amen. Pastor Bennett, do you have any announcements you'd like to announce?
I do not have any announcements at this current time.
Okay.
But I do thank you for allowing me to the opportunity to place them out here. God bless you.
Amen.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to thank you for joining Let's Do a Radio Fifth Sunday service with Pastor W.F. Pride Jr., from Grace Temple Church of God in Christ out of Yakima, Washington. And his word for the day was the God of opportunity, taken from Luke 18:35 and then down a few. And so we just thank you because you never know what opportunity may come your way from God. So you may be looking him in the face or not even know that you're looking your opportunity in the face. So you
got
to be ready at all times. And be still and listen, because once you're still and listen, you'll hear that still small voice of God coming to you saying, this is your opportunity. Seize it. So, you know, you just never know. You know, you got to be still sometime and listen to that voice, because sometimes we are so loud with things in our mind and things going on around us, but we don't take time for ourselves just to be still and listen. You know, as they have this commercial for about what I think it's a 30-second commercial or 15 seconds of calmness. If we could take even just 30 seconds of calmness just to listen and not have anything else going, no technology, nothing, you can hear.
Amen.
See how clear that was? You could hear. I just wanted to give you a few seconds of just being still and being quiet just to hear. Even if it's that white noise, just to hear what's being said to you. Because once you hear what's being said to you, it is so clear. It is just like you got hit upside your head. It's like, if I only knew it was that easy, just if I would sit still and listen.
Amen.
And if you ever miss any episodes, you can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com under Let's Do a Radio. And, listen to any past episodes on demand. We've had some pretty interesting episodes, so please go back and listen. And you can always email us at letsdoaradio@gmail.com if you have a topic you want to discuss or if you want to host it with me. So just hit me up. And the announcements for this week, January 31st, we're coming to the end of January. It's going to be on Tuesday. Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. And WTF, and you know the bad way, but this is why the frustration. So that's what WTF is we're going to talk about on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on Wednesday, we have Bible study with Reverend Ronnie Marshall out of Little Rock, Arkansas. Again, that's at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. So join us that evening on Wednesday. And then Thursday, February 2nd, it's going to be me again. Let's talk about it. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. Something. Something to talk about, but it's always going to be something. And then the first Sunday, we have Pastor Betty Bennett. She's coming to us from WHMI and out of Little Rock, Arkansas. So we're just so glad that she is going to be speaking to us, as she always gives us a good word. And so we, she supports everyone else, so please support her on the first Sunday, Communion Sunday, at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then again, support Ronnie Reverend Marshall by purchasing or listening to his music through all music media, Amazon, iTunes, CD Baby. And he just came out with a new song, Jesus Can Make You Whole. And his other albums are Don't Turn Away From God, The Praying Man album, and the Praise God album. So he's also always a supporter of Let's Do It Radio, so please support him. And you can always show a seat to Let's Do It Radio by donating to Cash App at $ANAISEBALCOUR or through Venmo at MZ-INEZ, or if you know my telephone number or email, you can send it to Zelle. So we're open to sponsorships, and if you want to become a sponsor, please email me, call me, send a message, and we would be happy to hear from you as well. So again, thank you to every one of you for joining us and being here with us. And if you got something on your chest, don't keep it to yourself. Join us on Tuesday evenings with Miss Inez Cesar to talk about it. And we could be discussing your topic. It could be however, your relationship, whatever. We talk about some of everything. So we've been talking about relationships. We talk about what we talk about. We've been talking about just everything. So if you got something on your chest, you know, you don't have to be out there by yourself. Give us a call or tune in on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And so now we will go, been your hostess, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of On Ice Valkyrie Designs, broadcasting to you worldwide. So thank you, worldwide listeners, for joining in. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram and right here on Tuesdays and Thursday evenings. So if you want to say anything, you can. And if you don't have anything else to say, we will close out by Pastor W.F. Pride with the benediction, as we will bow our heads and close out in prayer. It's in your hands, Pastor Pride.
God bless you. Sister Ness, would you do me a favor when you go and walk upon that, or ride upon that place, will you call me right away and let me know that you did?
I certainly will.
Because I believe God wants me to tell you that.
God's got a blessing for me. That's,
yes, Lord.
Yes.
And it's yours. Okay?
It's mine. Yes. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
And so just go ahead about it. It's already there waiting on you. All right,
thank
God
you,
bless
you.
And we thank God for the opportunity to share in this worldwide ministry is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so we thank God for all that the Lord has done. And before we give the benediction, just want to mention also, God loves us. Amen to that. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
In this moment, Father, thank you now for this time you've given us, and thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for using me for your glory. And, oh, God, throughout the remainder of this year, oh, God, we want to take advantage of every opportunity and every door that you have opened or that you're opening for us. And, oh, God, we don't have to be afraid. Sometimes it seems like when opportunity knocks or when opportunity comes on us, we're a little fearful and afraid. But if God does it, the Bible says God closes one door without opening another. He always has another door open. And, Father, thank you for the listeners, all that called in, all that participated, whatever way it might have been.
Thank you.
To call in, oh, God. I pray you touch them tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. All that you've done, doing, and going to do to the glory of God as we approach this 1st of February, to the glory of God, Jesus' name.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Would you repeat yeah. these words after yeah. me? Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight.
Be acceptable in thy sight.
Strength.
Oh Lord.
Redeemer. In Jesus' name.
My Redeemer. Yes.
Amen and amen. Y'all have a blessed month.
Amen.
God bless you.
Yes. And we're going to play a song, God's Got a Blessing with My Name on It by Norman Hutchins. Thank
Hallelujah.
You. Blessings to
and
you
I've got my checkbook
Thank
in
you.
My hand.
Okay. Yes, it does.
encourage you, it's gonna be alright. Troubles and trials come to make you strong. Keep on believing. You keep holding on. Get ready.
Get ready
for your blessing.
For your blessing.
Get ready.
Get ready
for your miracle.
For your miracle.
Get ready.
Get ready
for your blessing. Say that with me. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
If you really believe it, God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Come on. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Oh yeah, yeah. Come on, God's got a blessing.
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 With your name on it.
With your name on it.
God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
A blessing with your name on it. Yes, he does. Yes, he certainly does. Well, I love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you? I think that I can live no other way.
Good.
Truth be told, I'm living now on an A.
Good.
Not seen them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, he gives them to me every day. I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving.
Hey.
See, I done been forgiving, now I'm living.
Hey.
And when I say I love, I mean it. Cause none of this be nothing if he comes in a business. I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
Love him, my lover.
Hey. You.
Love him, my love. Love him, my lover. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself.
Yeah.
And you know you did it with a lot of air. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I done been forgiving, now I'm living. And when I say I love, I
What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him.
Wanted you to fall. You remember I do. I do. You could have lost it all. You remember I do. I do. No one can tell you all. Oh, we got you covered. I just want it all. That's what makes me love him.
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, 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 love him.
Yes, yes. Love him, love him, love him, love him. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a drill. It's time for you to speak what you want to see. And if you with it, then repeat after me. Come on.
Every time I turn around, blessing, blessing. Every time I turn around, blessings on blessings. Every time I turn around, blessing, blessing. Yeah, every time I turn around. There will be blessings on blessings. Oh.
Amen. Sometimes the things that we hold on to are the very things that hold us up. Time to let go and be okay with things going. There is a gift in goodbye. Have a great week. Stay safe. Stay in God's hand. Amen. Be blessed.